Okay, today's daf is Arla Daf Lamites, as we are creeping towards the finish line here in Maseches Arla, and we are on Lamed Ches Mabeis by the Gemara. So the Mishnah had said, we referred to this Mishnah earlier in the Masechta as well, the Mishnah said that if I'm cooking with Arla, but not Arla in the pot, Arla outside the pot, I have Arla in the fuel, in the underneath the pot, in the fire. So usually you use wood, but let's say I'm not using wood, because as we said, wood from an arla tree is not aser b'hana. That doesn't have kedusha. Only the fruit itself, the fruit and the peels and the pits and everything that's part of the fruit. So let's say I'm using the peels. I'm using the peels in order to light with. So that's what the Mishnah said. A tafshal that you cooked with kalife arla with the peels of arla, that it's the iser hana of arla is in the pot and therefore you have to burn it. And even if it's mixed up with others, yala be'echad umasayim. Right, that's the principle that we mentioned called yesh shevach eitzim bepas. That you see the appreciation, the effect of the wood or the peels in the bread in the pot, and therefore it is usser. And also the Mishnah says in the second half, tana, if you have an oven that was heated with klifei arla, with the peels of arla, and then you baked bread in it, also the bread has to be, even though you might say it's like one step removed, but still, that oven was heated with klifei arla, and then you baked the bread in it. We'll have to see if it was cooled down in between. So we'll have to see in the Gemara. But tzilek apas, that bread also has to be burned. Nisarva ba'acheros, tale be'echad masayim. If it was mixed up with others, so also it is batel in 200. Right? This is the sheet of the Chachamim. Arla is batel b'matayim. As we learned earlier, it's all, remember, din d'rabanan, midaraisa is batel b'rov. This is all min b'mino, if you remember. Or remember what we had already, min b'she'eno mino is tam. Here there is no tam. So it could have different rules. So Abba bar Yirmiya, Kana bar Yirmiya, b'shem Shmuel. So these two brothers, Chara said in the name of Shmuel, Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Chiya, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Gachale, we change the girsa. Gachale arla she'imimu. If one has coals of arla, let's say you have these embers, right? You have these peels of arla that you used, and now they're basically just embers. They're coals that are smoldering. So gachale arla she'imimu hare elu mutar. So Yochanan says those are mutar. No more kedusha, right? It's already burned. Look at more tamura, please. They're already considered Saruf, and therefore it doesn't have the status of Arla anymore, and then they are mutter to use. The next line is unclear what the question is. Let's see, is machlokas in the Mefarshim. So again, Rabbi Yochanan says it's mutter to use these coals that are just smoldering. V'lav masnisahi, isn't it a brisa? Im chadash yutatz v'im yashan yutzan. Right? If the Brisa says that if you have an oven, right? We know an oven in the Talmudic times, the first time that you heated the oven, that was kind of solidifying it, and that was part of the finishing of the oven. And therefore, if you heated the oven that time, before it was an oven, if you heated the oven with Arla fire, with Arla fuel, so then that is permanently in the oven, because the way that you solidify the oven is by like burning it in the kiln, this oven of cheres, let's say, and therefore, if it's a new oven that you heated with the Arla, so then yutatz, then it has to be destroyed. Im yashan, if it's an old oven, it's an oven that's been used 20 times, 100 times. So every time you heat with it, that the Arla, that's not doing anything to the oven. That's just as it's, you know, the heating right now, it's going to be effective. So you have to wait till it cools off. Yutsan, so you have to wait till it cools off. So what's the question here? So according to many Mefarshim, you look in the Mara Folder, you look in Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you have to like add in a line. There's another line to the Brisa that's not in the according to the Gemara. And let's read the Gemara according to that shot first. V'la mastisi, isn't Rabbi Yochanan obvious? It's explicit in the Brisa. Because the Brisa says, im chadash yutatz, again, if it's a new oven that's heated with arla fuel, then you have to destroy it, they have to break it. Im yashan yutzan, if it's old, then you can just let it cool off. And there's another line of the Brisa. Look at the first line of the Mara Folder, the first wide line. Bishlan bigechalam divri akol mutter. And if you use coals, then it's mutter. If you use just coals, not the peels itself, but already turned into coals, then it's mutter. So it's explicit. Rabbi Yochanan's din. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? If you use gachale arlo she'imimu, it's mutter. So the Gemara's question is, that's obvious. That's a brisa. So what do you need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me that chiddush? So let's just read the Gemara all the way through according to that pshat. That's from the, again, the Mara folder of Chaim Kanievsky. Many mefarshim on the page read it that way. So Mara answers, two answers. Either Reb Chananya Amar Leskan. Reb Chananya said, no, that last line of the Brisa doesn't exist. Leskan. It's not true. We don't have that line of the Brisa. Okay, we're not goreis it. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan has to tell me it. One answer, Rabbi Mana Amar Iskan. Rabbi Mana said, no, even if you have the Brisa with that line, it's still not talking about the same exact thing as Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Well, the Brisa says that the coals are mutter, and the Rabbi Yochanan says that the coals are mutter of Arla. No, the Brisa is referring to, as the Mara Fulta says, the Brisa is not referring to omimos, which are coals that are kind of going out. But it's referring to lochashos. That's the other lashon. Coals that still have like fire on it and burning up. That's what the Mara Fulda says. Brisa lochashos. But what's the chiddush if they're burning up with fire? So isn't that a problem? Right? It's still burning to make something else catch fire. B'shehevi eitzim lachem v'nigvu b'klifei arla. You know, what are you talking about here? The Brisa's chiddush is that where you have wet eitzim lachem, you have moist wood, which cannot be used for fire. It's too moist. So you heat that moist wood and you get the moisture out with klifei arla. And then that wood, that's not arla, but it was dried out with klifei arla. Once those are brought down to coals, even if it's locha shows that it's mutter, right? Because it's one step removed from the arla. So the answer is that with Rabbi Yochanan and the Brisa are talking about two different things. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about coals that are omimos, that are smoldering, that are kind of going out, that wouldn't be able to light anything else. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Actual coals of arla pieces are omimos, that's mutter. The Brisa is talking about something else. The Brisa is talking about a case where you have just wood, plain wood, that's wet, and you use Khalife Arla to dry out, to heat that wood. So that wood, even when it is lo chashos, that's okay. You don't say that that's usur mishum, the arla that dried it out. So that's the two, the how you read the Gemara, according again to the Mara Folder and Chaim Kanievsky and others. That the Gemara's question is, isn't it obvious? It's explicit in the Brisa. The Brisa says, no, either it's not in the Brisa, or the Brisa is talking about something else. The other way to read it is the Rasilio says a different, the Volav Masisi, it's not a question of, isn't it Pashit? It's in the Brisa, but no, it's wrong. If the Brisa says, if Rabbi Yochanan says that even coals that are smoldering are mutter, then why would you have to cool off the oven till it's cold, right? You could use, obviously, some of the heat that was generated by Arla. So that's the question the Gemara is asking from the Brisa, right? Why would you have to let it cool off? The Brisa, and this would explain that the line that we have in the Brisa, you have to add in an extra line. So Im Yashan Yutzan, right, the Rasilio says, V'yisalka daidav to omimos sharia ma yutzan. Right, if you could use smoldering coals of Arla, so why in the oven case would you have to let it get cold? And the Gemara is the same answer. The answer is either it's not in the Brisa doesn't say that, the whole Brisa is wrong, or it's talking about something else. Okay, different ways to read the Gemara. We continue now. We continue now also with a different case of, as we said, once something is the Arla that became coals, you know, that, so that could get a different status. Right, it's called what one of the Lashon Tosfos in Temura used the Lashon of Na'asis Mitzvaso. Once something that's burned is burned, then it loses its status. Na'asis Mitzvaso, and therefore it doesn't have any Kedusha anymore, it doesn't have any Isser. We have that principle by Kachim. By Kachim, once Kachim are burned, then it's, and it's coals, then it's Na'asis Mitzvaso, and therefore you don't have to, there's no Isser of Me'ila anymore. So you have that principle of, by items that have to be burnt. So the Gemara quotes another, not burning idea, but a similar type of pulverizing, changing the state. Avanim minugos, bayis haminuga, right? The house with saras. We just had a couple of days ago, a beged with saras. Remember, they got mixed up. A beged with saras. So what do you have? A house with saras, as we know, the three different parts of saras, guf, Beged and Bayis, and we saw the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam counts it as three separate mitzvahs, and the Rambam wasn't so happy about that. Why should it be three mitzvahs? But if you have a Bayis HaMenuga, what's the halacha with Bayis HaMenuga? You get a tzara spot on a house. So what do you have to do? You have to cut it out and wash the rocks, let's say it's a stone house, wash the stones near it, put a different stone in, you know, replaster it, then wait a week. And then you come back a week later. Different rules. If it returned, if it spread, right, then you have to, there's only a bais hamenuga, the only time you might have a third week of hesker. So you take it out, you do the same thing, you remove it, you replaster, and you wait a third week. After the third week, so then that's going to be a problem, then you're going to have to, utatz the whole house. But that's the, all the halachas, in the Mishnayis in Nagaim, in the 12th parak, and the Rambam talks about Saraz Batim, all the different details. The Rambam has three prakim about Saraz Batim. There are three signs of tumah in a house, yurakrak, Adamdam and Pisayon. Very green, very red, or spreading. Vikulon Mifurashin Batar. The Rambam says, and by the way, it's all Psukim and Chumash. Right? You think you have to know Torah Shebal Peh for this. There's a lot of Torah Shebichsav. Most of Ilchas Saras is Torah Shebichsav. We just like run through those Psukim and don't focus on how the different rules of Saras work. But that's the that the rules of Saras and the Rambam discuss Shira Nega Babayas, Afilu Chacham, Shu Yodea Vadesh, Zenega, where the Chacham, as we know, should not say it's Saras until you get everything out of the house, because the Torah is Chasal Mamonan Shel Yisraelim, you get everything out, because right when it's Bayis HaMenuga, then everything inside is going to be tame. All the rules, you have to have a house that's minimum 4x4 amos, and how big of the size. And the Rambam says in Perek Tezvav, Nige batim yesh ben hezger shlosha shvuos. 3 weeks, max. Shehein tish aser yom, which is 19 days, because you could always count yom ola lakana lakana. Day 7 counts as day 1 for the next one, and day 13 counts as the one for the next one also. V'kol adinim ha-mefurashin ben b'torah u'bedivrei kabbalah kachem. K'shiyavo, I go through the whole story here. K'shiyavo ha-kohen v'yira nega shokeh yirak rako adamdam. You can't have hezger, you can't have pisayon the first week, spreading. First time you see it. So you rock rock or a dam dam, you see Yaskir Shivas Yamim. You close up the house for 7 days. Viafilu mitzo kulo betchili yirak rak or a dam dam yaskir. Even if the whole house is yirak rak or a dam dam, so ger. Ubashvi roehu imkeya hanegi, if it got weaker, the ainzrach lomrim halach, and if it left, kolef makam hanega bilvad vabay star. You just remove the spot where it was. And the house of star, matzo sha'amad be'ena, valopasa, maskir shivu asheni. If it's the same, then hesker a second week. Ubiyam shlosha saroeyu, and you see on the end of the second week, on day 13, imkeya anega halachlo, if it went away, or it got weaker, again, kolif bakam anega, umitara sabayis, and you mitara the house, if it went away or got weaker, bitsi parm with birds. Vimata anega shepasa besof shavu asheni, if it spread, osha amad be'enav, cholet esavana mishaben anega, umaktes afra mechotz la'ir v'tachas kalabayis and replaster umaskiro shvua shlishi. Pisayon leads you to a third week. Ubiyom tishas on day 19, you see it again. Imchazer bo'anega, if it came back, that's pisayon, and you have to destroy the entire house. V'natatz etz notetas kalabayis. And it didn't come out, mitayr b'tziporim, and the Rambam goes through the whole, how you mitayr the bayis ha-menuga. It's one of the avos ha-tumah. Bayis HaMenuga is one of the avos ha-tumah. It's called an ogea bo yitma, right? V'chein avanim, stone. This is our Gemara now. The stones of a Bayis HaMenuga are all one of the avos ha-tumos, right? So that is the that is what we're talking about here. So avos avanim menugos. What happens if you have stones of a Bayis HaMenuga, which again maybe happened, maybe never happened. That itself is a machlokas. Remember Gemara Sanhedrin. So avanim menugos she'asan basid. You crush them and reduce them to limestone. Let's say lime. They're limestone, and you made them into lime. So do they still have the status of, like we're talking about in our case, once the arla leaves, peels become ashes? That's the parallel. What about when the stones of the Bayis HaMenuga become lime? They're crushed. So is tani tani alumi tamasam? Is tani tani lo alumi de tamasam? Some say they are no longer tame. Some say they are tame. Ban to amar alumi de tamasam. According to the one who says that they are no longer Tameh, Hare Elu Mutaros, they are also Mutar Bahana. Right? Bayis HaMenuga is Asr Bahana. So the Gemara says, if they don't have Tum anymore, so there's the this Mandamar would say, basically, to use the phrase, Panim Chadashas Baalakan. It's a new status, and therefore they're no longer Bayis HaMenuga. And therefore it's not Tameh, and they're not Asr. Umanda Amar Lo Alumi De Tumas. And according to the one who says, no, they're still Tameh. So what that they're crushed and they're lime? It still hasn't lost its status. So harilu asuros. So then they are asur bana. So the first day of the Gemara is Isser goes with Tumah. If they're still tamei, they're still aser. If they're not tamei, they're not aser. And then the Gemara says, no. The Pnei Moshe says this line is a dechia. No. Afilu kaman da'amar olam edetu masam areilu asuros. Even if you want to say they're no longer tamei, they are still aser bana. There's a special gzeras akasiv that the Isra'ana continues. Dechsiv tsaras mam eres. It's a cursed tsaras. Tain bo me'era. It should be cursed. Va'al tena mimenu. And don't get any hana from it. So a special din of tsaras mam eres he for this halacha. So the iser hana continues even when it turns to lime. Wait there for a moment. It's interesting. Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, right? Not so well known, but the Ramban added on mitzvos that he thinks the Rambam forgot to the mitzvos asay, right? 17 mitzvos asay, tov. 17 mitzvos asay that the Ramban says that the Rambam forgot, and therefore he added in 17 mitzvos. So if you look in mitzvah yud dalid, the 14th mitzvah that the Ramban says that the Rambam forgot, it's a mitzvah shetz nitztavinu laharchik milehenos bebeged shenira bo negat saras v'nitma. In iser da'araiso, we have to stay away in iser hana. It's a asay to stay away from getting hana'ah from a beged saras. V'huamar yizbar, and he's going to say in a minute, and a house of saras. That's a mitzvah asay. Where's the source for that? V'huamar yizbarach, saras mam eres hi tamehu. Our pasuk. It is a tsaras mam eres. So our Gemara learns that to mean that it is usur bahana even after it becomes lime. But the basic din of Isser Hana, you know, says the Ramban, that's a mitzvah asay. And Vidarshu Bisifra, Saras Ameras, Tainbo Meir Al Tenebo, Ainli Ella Muchlad, Muskar, Minan Tamalomar Ki Saras, Ima Muchlad, Mkatso Asamenu, Mochin Tame, Vahulu Yakalav, Muskar Tamalomar Tame, Vihine, Hanenem in a Beged, Aniskar over Base, Vahain, Vibayas Amenuga. So too Bayas Amenuga. If you have any piece of a Bayas Amenuga or Beged Amenuga, it is Aser Bahana'a. And then what did the Ramban quote? Ubishlishi Bimisaches Arla, Bigamara, Debene Marava. What is the Ramban quote? Look in the third parak of the Yerushalmi in Arla. Beautiful. Amr Avanamudgah. He quotes our Gemara. Avanamudgah is and Sid. Is Tani Tani. Right, the Ramban learned Yerushalmi. He, some say Alu, some say Lo Alu. And the one who says, and then Lo Alu, Tainbo Me'era, Valtanaba, when he's about to quote the Gemara that we didn't get up to yet. Vidara Pashadu, Shizua Mitzvah, Eina Nimnis in Mishpadat Saras. And don't tell me this is just a detail of all of the laws of Saras, so you don't count it separately. Says the Rambam, which is the obvious answer that the Rambam would say. This is a detail, Nilchos Saras, not a separate mitzvah, let's say. Don't tell me that, says the Ramban. Mitzvah achas. Don't say it's one mitzvah. Ki ein ze inyan ledin tuma vatara. Right? This isn't the din. There's a din of what you do to the house and the beged. Then there's a side din that happens to be that if I come over, I'm not doing Saras. I come over and touch the beged. I become tame. I'm not a mitzora. This has nothing to do with the tum of how you treat saras, you know, how you declare saras, how you mitar saras. That's a mitzvah, says the Ramban. This is something separate. This should be a separate din. Aval hu din miyuchad b'fnei atzmo kasher shivto badad michutz la'machane nimne mitzvah b'fnei atzmo kavachomer adavar. That's the Ramban. The obvious answer, all the mafarshim on the page say for the Ramban is no. It's not a separate din. Is part of the details of Saras. So it's interesting to think about the alumnus, about what the machlokas is between the Rambam and the Ramban, but that is about this pasuk right here, Saras Ameris, and the Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi in Arla in the third parak, as we just learned it. Okay. Rabbi Yevo, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Anisrafin Efren Mutter. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yevo quotes Rabbi Yochanan, all Nisrafin, anything that has to be burned. We said how many are there? Four. Right? We said the Mishnah and Temura, four items. Chametz according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Truma Temea, Arla, and Kilei Akerem. That's it. Those four have to be burned. So anything that's burned, Afran Mutter, their Afer, the ashes become Mutter. Tosfos says there, why? Tosfos says in Temura, Lamed Gimel, Tzarechi and Taimamai, why? The Gemara there says that Nisrafin, if it's supposed to be burned, then when you burn it, the Afer is Mutter. But Nikbarin, if you have to bury it, then once it's buried, the Afer is still, and it gets decomposed, it's Aser still. Why? Since the Torah says to burn it, Achar sha'asa ki'ilu nasis mitzvaso. What we just quoted earlier. It's nasis mitzvaso. Ve'en l'cha davar sh'nasis mitzvaso mo'al in bo. As we know by kachim. If something is asim mitzvaso, there's no more me'ila. So we borrow that phrase, that concept from kachim to here too. Hachanami says, Tosos kivash and asim mitzvaso, halach isurei. And therefore, if it's buried, it didn't go anywhere. Right? It's just if it's burned, that's asim mitzvaso. So Rabbi Yochanan says, anything that's burned, efer is mutter. Chutz, except for me'efer abba machmas avodah zarah. Except for efer from burning avodah zarah, that is still asur. There's a special gzeiras hakasev, the Mefarshim quote, either based on below yitzbach b'yadcha me'uma, right, that's the pasuk of the Ma'ar Folda, we'll go with that one, right, you shouldn't have anything to do with Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Yochanan says, destroyed, burned, Yisurei Hana is mutter, panim chadashos, but, except for Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, except for Avodah Zarah, heisev Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, kumi Rabbi Yochanan, harei efer abayis, and what about the mitzorah? Efer Abayis Hare Eino Ba Machmas Avodah Zarah V'Atamar Aser. But one second, didn't we just quote up above that it could be that Efer of Bayis HaMenuga is going to be Aser Banas? How could you say Avodah Zarah is the only Aser, the only exception? So Gemara says, you're right. Bayis HaMenuga is also an exception. For some reason, we don't quote the Pasuk that we quoted earlier. The exception is Saras Bameras. You quoted that Pasuk. We quote a different Xeris HaKasav, a different source. Amar Lei, Shan Yehi, Dechsev, Netitza, Xeris Shava. Tzirashava, between Avodah Zarah and Sara'as Habayis, both by Avodah Zarah and Sara'as Habayis, it says the word netitza, to destroy it, and therefore, that's the Tzirashava, that by these two items, even after becoming ashes, becoming lime, it's still going to be Usur Bihana. Still going to be Usur Bahana. The Rambam, do you have to burn Avodah Zarah? It's not so clear that you have to burn Avodah Zarah. The Rambam in Asei Kuf Pehe says you have to destroy Avodah Zarah. Abeit Abdun, Lav Dafka, that is Sreifa. That could be one of the options. But the Rambam says in Mitzvah Kuf Pehe 185, Shetzivanu La'abeit Avodah Zarah Ubateha Kulam. We have to destroy. B'chol Mineho Ibud, Vashchasa. With all types of destructive. Hashchasa, Bishvira, Visrefa, Ve'arisa, Ve'chituch. Melting down, destroying, breaking, burning. Kol min b'mashe yoslo. Whatever works for that material. Ratzalomer b'mashe yia yoser maflig, v'yoser mimahir, bashchasaso. Interesting, Lashem. Whatever would be quicker and more demonstrative in terms of the destruction, right? The Rambam's Lashem. B'mashe yia yoser maflig, v'yoser mimahir. Pashkasaso, where there's an idea of being demonstrative in one's destruction of Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam doesn't say dafka sreifa. So it could be certain parts that if you burn it. So there's a discussion in the Achronim about that, but we'll leave that for now. Says the Mishnah. If somebody has bundles of tilton, tilton is fenugreek. What's fenugreek? That's one of the items you make a yihiratzon, a simanim by Rosh Hashanah. Okay, whatever, some type of a legume or vegetable. So if you have a bundle of kilei akerim, right, we know kilei akerim, you plant in proximity of a kerim, either yirakos or tivua, right, and they become aser bana. So if you have bundles of kilei akerim, yidalku, you have to burn it. Nisaru b'acherim kolum yidalku, divrei meir. And if it gets mixed up with others, so then it's batal. Right, I'm saying it's not batal, according to your meir. Meir holds it is chashuv, a davar chashuv, something that's counted, that's sold, counted out, right? You don't just sell it by, take a bunch, you count them out, and therefore it's not batal, it's davar chashuv, and therefore it's not batal. The chacham omrim, no, yalu bechon amatayim. The chacham say, yeah, it's batal in 201, 1 to 200. Shahayir Meir omer, what's this far? Why does Rabbi Meir say that a bundle of kilei akerim is not batal? Because Rabbi Meir holds, es shadar kol yimanos mekadesh. Rabbi Meir says, that which is normally counted out, that shows its chashivus, and therefore it's not batel. The chacham amrim no, in a mekadesh al hashisha dvarim. The chacham say no, there's only six items that are very chashiv. All other items are batel. These six items, there are only six items that are chashiv that we'll see in the next Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva omer shiver. Rabbi Kiva says there's seven. There's a seventh one, as we'll see. Let's continue, and then we'll talk about this Mishnah. Vakami chavila, what does it mean a chavila tilton, a bundle of fenugreek? Like, what's the smallest bundle that it's chashiv? Esther mechamisha zirin, 25 stalks. Amar Abiona, arba minhon mita. Four of them, this is how the Pnei Moshe understands it, 25 stalks, but at least four of them have to be really strong stalks. Meaning, enough to function as the sideboard of a bed. right? If you put stand them up, so okay, so that's the minimum chashifus. This is a machloket that's quoted numerous times in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. What does Rabbi Meir mean? Rabbi Meir says the words in our Mishnah. Why isn't it batel? Because es shadarko lihimanos. Does that mean it's sometimes counted out? That gives it chashivas? Or only if it's always counted out? Meaning, what if something, sometimes this is counted out, sometimes it's not counted out? Is that enough chashivas for Rabbi Meir? Or it has to be something that's always counted out in number? That's the machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shimon Lakish. Chad Amar, Div Rabbi Meir, Asara Dvar Mekadshim. One opinion says that, according to Rabbi Meir, the 10 items are Mekadish. Only the 10 items in this parak. There's 7 of the Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva and the 3 others that we had earlier in the parak. So, only those 10 items, meaning only items that are always counted out are not batel. But if it's sometimes yes, sometimes no, even Rabbi Meir would say that's batel. Vacharana Amar, and the other opinion says no. Divrei Rabbi Meir, kol advarim mekadshin. Rabbi Meir says no. All items, kol advarim, meaning anything that is sometimes counted out. You see on the Mara fold on the bottom, he quotes, Aval pi sheinim yuchadim limkor lolam davka b'minyan. Even if it's not always. Ela shelafamim mocher naso b'minyan nami mekadesh. Upligi begirsa, and it's known, this is the achlok at the beginning of Beitza, but the girsa is whether you have es shadarko limnos or kol shadarko limnos. That which is always or anything that is sometimes. Right? That's the machlokas. There's a big discussion in the Achronim, in the Rishonim already. The Rishonim in the beginning of Beitza. This machlokas is quoted often in the Gemara. It's a machlokas pashas within Rabbi Meir. Does that mean we paskin like Rabbi Meir? Against the Rabbanan? Because there's so much discussion within Rabbi Meir Shita. Right, so that's a big discussion. In the Shin Mekubetzes discusses it in Beitza. If you look in the Smak, which is a Sefer HaMitzvahs, but in Reish Yudalid, he discusses this. He says, Halacha Kaman, Ki Afal Gab the Yachad Ram Halacha Karabim, usually we should go like Rabbi the Chachamim, Mikol Makom, Kivan the Bekamim, Mekomos, Maisi, Ha Nicha, Esh Adarko, Vahi Plukta, Lesakim, Rabbi Meir, Mashma Dalacha, Rabbi Meir, Vigami Mils, Rabbi Meir, Misafgalon. So he assumes that the Smak and other Rishonim say it must be we pass like Rabbi Meir because the Smak Lokas is quoted often within Rabbi Meir Shita. Problem is the Rambam and others passing like the Chachamim. So either you have to say, you're right, the Smak Lokas is quoted often within Rabbi Meir, but it's the law libet de Hilchasa. Or you have to say, and this is what Achronim work on, maybe the Machlokas even has some ramifications for the Rabbanan Shita. Right? Even though the Rabbanan only limited to 6 items, maybe there's still, you know, the discussion within the Rabbanan Shita as well. Okay, we'll see. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov Aracha said the following Shmua. Masnisa pliga Amanda Amar, right? The our Mishnah argues on the Shita, on the Amanda Amar Devi Rabbi Meir. We're going to flip the gear. So, Kaladvar Mekachim. Our Mishnah is against the Shita that says that Rabbi Meir is all inclusive. All items are Mekadesh. All items that are sometimes sold. Why? The Tanin and Taman. Because we learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah where? In Meseches Kalim. Our Gemara only quotes the second half of the Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim in Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Hay. The Mishnah there says, if you have a Kli, it's Mekabel Tumah. What if a Kli gets a hole in it? How big is the hole? How big is the hole to lose its status of being Mekabel Tumah? As big as a hole that a pomegranate could fit through. What size pomegranate? That's the machlokas in the Mishnah. What size pomegranate hole do you need in order to for a kli not to be tame anymore? So the Mishnah there says in Kalim, Harimon Sha'amru, Lo katem lo gadol ela benoni, a medium pomegranate. V'lama huskru rimoni badon. This is all in that Shita, in that Mishnah there. So we have this chazal that rimonim from badon are special. So if the rimonim that you need to make the hole is not rimoni badan, so what's rimoni badan about? She makachin kol shehein, because those rimoni badan are said in a totally different context, that they are not batel. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir's shita there in the Mishnah in Kalim says, rimoni badan are special, they're not batel. But it has nothing to do with the hole, size of the hole, to have a kli not become tummy anymore. But then Rabbi Akiva Omer in that Mishnah, no. Rimoni Badon, that's the size you use for the hole. Those are specially big types of, what? No, a Rimon, a whole, the whole Rimon. Hole rimon. Big hole. Seats. That's a hole. That's not a hole. Rimon. V'yemakacha makolshein v'chulu. So anyway, so that is the Tanakama there. The Tanakama there quotes different midos. And then the end of the end of that Mishnah says Amar Reb Yehuda. Our gear says Reb Yosi, but okay. Lo huzker rimoni badan v'chatzir yegeva elishu misasrin vadei b'chol makom. No, the reason that rimoni badan are mentioned, that's to teach me a different halacha. They have to be ma'aser them because the kusim aren't ma'aser them because they don't care about lifnei iver, and the people that the amei the buyer from the kusim think that the kusim were ma'aser. So totally different halacha. Totally different halacha. But what do you see from the that Mishnah? Only certain ones, only Rimoni Badan are the ones that are not going to be batel, according to Rimei. Rimei says Rimoni Badan are not batel. But Vishar Kala Rimonim, this is the Gemara talking now, ain't Darka Limanos. But other Rimonim, which are not so chashuv, right, then ain't Darka Limanos, they would be batel. So basically that's against one of the versions of Rabbi Meir, right? What do we have? We have Machlokas within Rabbi Meir. Does he say anything that's sometimes counted is not batel, or only things that are always counted before they're sold are batel? So this Mishnah is mashma that only special rimonim are the rimoni badan are not batel. But the other types of rimonim, even though they're sometimes counted out, they're going to be batel. So doesn't that prove one of the understandings of Rabbi Meir? Answer, no. No. Other rimonim are never sold as counted before they're sold. Ella rimoni badan, they shame chaviv in darkly manos. Only rimoni badan are counted at all. Shar kala rimonim, are they shame chaviv in darkly manos. Other rimonim, you know what the diak of the Mishnah is? Other rimonim are never counted before they're sold. They're always sold by weight or by just a bunch, and therefore there's no diak from that Mishnah in Maseches Kalim. So we still have two understandings. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Pashas, within Shitas Rabbi Meir, how far does he go? The Rabbanan say, everything's batel, except these six items that we're going to see in the next Mishnah. But Rabbi Meir, the Machlokas within Rabbi Meir. Maybe we'll start with Hashem next time. This Mishnah, if you learn Maseches Beitzah, this Mishnah is a huge discussion. What does the Mishnah say? Right, if you have Chavilei Tiltan, it's Ba'aser. If it got mixed up in other things, it's Aser. We don't have the next line in the Mishnah, but some Rishonim do. If that mixture got mixed up with another mixture, it's also Aser. Svek Sveika, Aser. Do you have that Gersa? Is right, the Gersa, all the Rishonim on Beis Daf Gimel, get into the act, having to do with this Mishnah in Arla, that Hashem will start with that next time. Okay, we'll stop here.